patient is Rita Villarreal. This is a consultation requested by Dr. Ashok Verma. Reason for consultation: atrial fibrillation, evaluation for electrophysiological studies and early frequency ablation. History: patient is a 66-year-old female, recently diagnosed with atrial fibrillation. Period: patient's got symptomatic with the atrial fibrillation, complaining as shortness of breath and dizziness, and decreased exercise tolerance. Period: the patient recently underwent cardioversion. In spite of that, patient still has recurrence of atrial fibrillation. Refer to me for management of atrial fibrillation. Period: patient has normal left ventricular function by echocardiogram. Period: current medication, amlodipine, Norvasc, LKS 5 mg 2 times daily, Irbesartan hydrochloric iodide 300-12.5 mg, Jardiance 25 mg, Metformin, Provastatin, and Topamax. Period: allergies, non-allergic allergies, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Patient is working for a school district. Period: family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general: denied recent weight gain or weight loss, no vision or hearing impairment, cardiovascular. As per history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD. Abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Estimated no history of arthritis. Neurological, no history of seizures or TIA. On examination, blood pressure 132/70, pulse is 70, respiration 16. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is irregular, 1/6, systolic murmur, head of the left and board. There is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound, estimated, no edema. Clinical condition number 1, atrial fibrillation, number 2, hypertension. Recommendation: patient's atrial fibrillation and is called symptomatic. Period: patient failed cardioversion. Period: discuss with patient regarding electrophysiological studies and early frequency ablation and pulmonary vein isolation for atrial fibrillation. Procedure is kind of benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart. Period: patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70-80%. And sometime need more than one procedure. Period: please send a copy to Dr. Ashok Verma.